All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. This day and time, I think it's somewhere around January 11th that we're rolling into. So already a couple weeks into the new year, and I want to talk about for a moment being apprenticed to Jesus. Yes, being apprenticed to Jesus. Well, as it states in the message written by Eugene Peterson, you are blessed when you have worked up a good appetite for God. This phrase speaks volumes, especially when it comes to us looking upon ourselves in this world as apprentices of Jesus. The disciples were those first apprentices that we look to and read about and even are bemused about in the scripture at time. In every day of their life following Christ, that was marked by his ministry, his teaching, healing, prayer, voice of power and praise of pointing to the Father, his compassion, forgiveness, clear words of redirection and purpose, sacrifice, peace, centeredness, footsteps on the way to the cross, his pouring out of body and blood, his profound joy lived in light of the resurrection. All was gifted to the apprentices, those who were paying attention. Well, imagine on this day being apprenticed by Christ himself, not by some other version of or 2,000 years later of, but actually going back into the time and place, sitting at the feet, listening directly to, looking into the eyes, and imagine the above elements being front and center in your daily life. Teaching, healing, prayer, voice of power and praise, his compassion, forgiveness, clear words of redirection and purpose, sacrifice, peace, centeredness, footsteps on the way to the cross, his pouring out of body and blood, and his profound joy lived in light of the resurrection. Just imagine being front and center to all of that. Imagine on this day God giving God's best to you. When the leader speaks, the apprentice listens. When the Savior shows how to live, the apprentice follows that same way of life. Well, in the living of our days, right now, right here in this world, we need a Savior to apprentice us. We need the Word of God poured out into the very situations we find ourselves in. We need to be shown how to live as the full people of God. We need to witness the marks of discipleship in order to fully live as the church. And so what a gift to receive for God's own Son to be the one who apprentices us. Through the empty tomb, God looks upon God's creation and says, "You're hired. You're hired. You are the ones that I raise up for real life and love. You are my people with whom I seek to shape the world into full gospel living. Blessed are those who live as Christ lived, who model their apprenticeship and thus become a shaping force so that others may receive that same apprenticeship gift that we ourselves have received in Christ. Because we receive so much when we follow. We get to experience the full measure of the kingdom of heaven, the comfort, the inheritance, the being filled up, the mercy to see God, to be children of God right here and right now. So we have been blessed to be a blessing. May we be apprenticed by Christ himself, and may we pass that gift, that legacy, that Christ-like life onto future generations. Hey, church, I love being apprenticed with you, apprenticed to our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Good day.